नृसिंह देवसेन, हाउ नित्यानंद प्रभु वाज विथ हिम, इज ऑल डिफरेंट, इज एवरीथिंग वाज नित्यानंद प्रभु. व्हेन राम केम, इज बलदेव प्रभु और नित्यानंद प्रभु केम इन द शेप ऑफ लक्ष्मण. When Krishna came, he came in the shape of Baladev. When Chaitanya Mahaprabhu came, he came in the shape of Nityananda. When he slept in the Karma Sagar, ocean of all, then he becomes to stay on which he sleeps. And he serves, Lakshmi also serves there. So when Krishna wants to come in any way, anywhere in this world or anywhere, Baladev Prabhu must come with him. When he was with Ram in Tretaji, Ram ordered so many things, so it was very, very painful to him. When Dasarath Maharaj told that if you should go to bed, to forest for 12 years, and Bharat will be the king of Ayodhya, Ram gladly accepted this. But Lakshmar was not in this position. He took his bow and arrows and told them, Ram, you should give me order. I will kill all. Even this lusty Dasarath also. I think that he is not appropriate to be a father. You are my father and my eldest brother. So you should tell me, order me. I will fight against them and I will kill Maharaj Dasarath, Bharat and all other whole army. And he took his bow and ascended. But Ram said, don't do it. He was saying, if he was not my elder brother, then I have done this, but I am bound to do like this, always. When he told, Ram told that Lakshman, take Sita. Forever I have left Sita, you should take with you Sita and give up. And very deep thought. He wanted to question Ram. What fault has done Sita? Why you are doing so? You are going to obey the orders of very nasty person, lusty person, like a workman, and you are not believing on the words of Maharaj Dasarath, Vasishtha, Aya, Pavandev, Agnidev, fire goddess, and all the rishis like Narada and all. He wanted a question, what quality has done Sita? What he can say? He must avoid it because the elder brother. So he accepted this, but very painful as possible. And then he took Sita, not telling anything that I am taking you for. Give it in the forest. Or we will return tomorrow after distributing cloth to Muni and Rishi, wives and ladies and their sisters. But when he went, and crossed Ganges and went in the hut of
Valmiki.
He began to wait loudly. Sita told him, "Why you are waiting?" He told that, "I should die before telling you. My heart is made of stone or iron, so I am not dying." Ram has left you forever, and you can return to Ayodhya as his wife. Then Sita at one side, flat, and Lakshman in the same state when she was senselessly waiting. So he is telling himself, "Now I will come with Ram, I will come with Krishna, but not as a younger brother, to obey. But I will order them him, so I must come as a
elder
brother. I cannot bear this so painful day." So he came as a elder brother in Krishna pastime. And sometimes he resists Krishna, chastises, "Oh, you are doing wrong." But one is to please Krishna. So again, he came when Krishna came in the shape of Gaurachandra, Sachinandan Gaurachandra. He came before Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. About, I think, 10 years of life, he was elder than Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. He has never met with Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, such in my body, inquired by who went for pilgrimage to the very renowned end saint. And he went over whole India, almost all holy pilgrimage. When he was in South India, Pandharpur, there is a place named Pandharpur, named it a saint. His name was Lakshmi Pati Tirtha, disciple in the line of Madhvacharya. Both fought to each other and both became friends. Krishna, Krishna, they embracing each other. After that, Nityananda Prabhu told that, "I want to take initiation from you. I have not taken initiation. You are my guru. What must you will give to me?" He tested and told that, "Perhaps this mantra you want to give me." And that mantra was claimed Swaha, Gopal mantra. No? Then he became so happy and told that, "How can you do this? How can you do this?" Then Bhante Nityananda Prabhu gave his darshan in the shape of Baldev Prabhu. And he flies on the third seat of Nityananda. He took initiation by that mantra and he became renowned sannyasi. And he then alone began to travel everywhere. When he came in Vrindavan, he was suffering Oh, Kanai, where you are, where you are. Kanai, you know? Kanai, Kanai Mani Krishna. Where you are? When he used to see deer running here and there, he began to run after deer. Can you tell where Krishna is? Kanaiya is my elder, younger brother. When he used to see grazing cows, he used to take cows, mate in his arms. Sometimes naked, quite naked, waiting so much. Sometimes running after cowherd boy, asking, where is Kanai? Without Kanai, why you came? I want to meet Kanai, Kanai. And began to bitterly weep and roll down on the earth. She went to a temple and she was calling Kanai, Kanai. A song came and told that, oh, your Kanai is not here now. Now he is second birth in the other state. And now he is Pashinandan. And he is in Navadvip, Mayapur. If you want to meet, you can go there. So he now began to go to Navadvip by the side of Yamuna River. He went to Prayag, and from there he, by the side of Ganges, he came at last in Navadvip. There in a very solitary place on the bank of Ganges, Nandana Acharya. He was also a very good devotee. He went there. And he thought that I should not go to Nimai Pandit. He should come to me. It is Kanai. I will believe when he will come himself to me and meet me. Otherwise, I will not go. If he is Kanai, then he knows everything. Past, future and Vartman, present, also he is powerful, he is Sarvajna,
omniscient,
all-knowing. So he must know. Why should I go? Chaitanya Mahaprabhu sent Srinivasa Acharya, his brother and all other Swamis, devotees to such any Mahapurush. Mahapurush means?
Great personality.
Huh? Best personality.
Great
person. Very good. Vaishnava has come. Try to touch him and bring to me. They searched the whole day, here, there, in the bank of Ganges, in all the devotee houses. But they could not find. At last, in the evening, they returned. Oh, we had not seen any newcomer, Sadhu, Sannyasi, or Vaishnava. Oh, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu told, Nimai Pandit told, oh, yeah, I am going. And then he took all. Like Gadadhar Pandit and all other devotees, Sivas Pandit and all others. And his face went on the heights of Nandana Acharya. And he entered his house and saw a very beautiful, long arm, golden, like golden mountain, very beautiful, weeping and telling, Krishna, Krishna, Kanai, Kanai. When Mahaprabhu saw, he had become like dumb, and from there he was saying to him and he was saying to him. For a couple of minutes, he was so silent. And after that, Nityananda Prabhu and Gaurakanda at once run to each other and then breathed so tightly and began to weep He is telling Kanai and he is telling
Balai.
Kanai and Balai both were weeping bitterly. No sense at all where I am, what I am doing. And they just fell flat on the earth. After some time, the devotee helped them to come in senses. And then Chaitanya Mahaprabhu took the earth of Nityananda Prabhu and he brought in his house. After this, Jagai, Madai and all other pastimes, their puja, after that, sannyas puja, after they went with Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, Nityananda Prabhu, to Jagannath, in the midway, how Nityananda Prabhu broke his danda, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu left all and went to Jagannath Puri and enjoyed seeing, taking darshan of Jagannath. Oh, Vrajananandan, you are not a statue, you are yourself, Yashodanandan, Vrajananandan. And he met, he at some suddenly tried to reach and meet Jagannath Dev. But in the midst, how Bhattacharya, Sarvam Bhattacharya came, and how he came, and how he took senseless Chaitanya Mahaprabhu to his home, and how he tried to teach him Vedanta and partaking of that. How he returned, he was in Puri Rath Yatra, and how he again came to Navadvip and Bengal and wanted, used to preach over whole Bengal, especially to those who were fallen, so much fallen, out of caste, very poor. And he began to preach. After that, how he married with Jannama Devi and Vasudha Devi, Vishchandra Prabhu, Vishchandra. How he took initiation from Jannama Devi. So we will all bear in mind. I will wait. To whom? To whom I will pray to speak something. Maharaj should speak first. About Nityananda Prabhu.
Anito, no.
ये तो कम ही है. तुम लोग कैसे बैठते हैं? हमको एक आदमी को वहाँ पर ये तो बिगिन है. I think that there are so many qualified persons. Oh, you should go there. Yes. So that all are admission. Yes. Give me, I will carry. Nityananda Prabhu is Jagat Guru. He is himself Baldev Prabhu. Baldev Prabhu, in his past time, he went to Nainitaranya. He saw that Lomaharshan Sut was giving class of Srimad Bhagavatam. All the rishi maharshis stood up and did pranam to Baldev Prabhu. But Lomaharshan was sitting on the same Vyasa. And he did not do pranam to him, not welcoming him. Baldev Prabhu thought, he is not qualified to read Srimad Bhagavatam. and to preach Bhagavad. To know me, not as very lower kind of education. She thinks that I am very low jati, so lower. And she thinks that I am very Brahmin. And I am so literate and I am so learned. I can tell Bhagavad. Explain Bhagavad. But he told that you are not qualified. Be Bhagavad and then read Bhagavad. So he took his hand and biting his hand
cut his neck.
At once cut off his head and he was dead. All the rishis were wondering. And then, oh, Bhakti Prabhu, what you have done? Then he told that, what you want? Want that I should make him again, give his life. Then they knew the glory of Bhakti Prabhu. No, we don't want, but how we will hear Srimad Bhagavatam? He at once took the son of Lomhatam, Uprasravanam, of age 5 years only. Not very close and like so. He was like a very ignorant person who was looking like. But he took and he made him sat on the Vyasasana and looked towards him. And he inspired everything, all Vedas, all Srimad Bhagavatam, all Quran, Upanishad and everything, Smriti, Shruti, everything. Mahabharata, Ramayana and all. And he went again, told some Shruti of Baldev Prabhu. And he began to explain all these things wonderfully. So you should not see that Baldev Prabhu or Nityananda Prabhu has not joined his own. And he was interested. But he is God of God. He is Gurudev. He killed in Krishna pastime Dhenukasu in the shape of an ass. Dhenukasu is ignorant. What is ignorant? Those who don't honor Vaishnava, devotees. And think themselves devotees, themselves. They are all like Dhenukasu. If any Vaishnava coming in contact of association of any Vaishnava, he will be Vaishnava. And he will honor, like say, Nityananda Prabhu has honored all devotees. Even those who are not devotees but they wanted to be devotees. He brought in the state of Krishna consciousness to all those who were neglected. All neglected. In India, the goldsmith, you know, and the oil maker, better life maker, all there are insult reserves. At first, they have no right to read with Upanishad and Vedanta. They can't read. Even. But Nityananda Prabhu told that, like the Raina Bai, they are most qualified to non-ordinary and to have Krishna present. And to whom he thought to give initiation like Tau Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram,
Hare Ram, Ram Ram.
So all over in Bengal, all those were fallen. Very unfortunate cost of passing Nityananda Prabhu. Embraced them and inspired them all. Today we are doing some research. We are discovering them. Sincere and senior people. Whole life they have served Swamiji, they have served Radha Krishna and Gaur Nityananda the whole life from beginning. Anyhow, without reason they are going to be neglected. I have also heard so much, more than anyone of this one. But I cannot go to state person anywhere to whom I gave my samadhi or samadhi and then in Matsudhya. Draw that story. This is a very bad sign. By this we go to hell. Then sometimes, yes, we should try to
rectify.
We should know that we are holy Mahaprabhu family. Those are not better any initiation but chanting Hare Krishna. They should be treated as the family of Krishna. And those who are senior, sincere and loving, serving for so many years, that should be more respected. Otherwise, Vaishnava no okay. And Nityananda Prabhu life, Ramchandra Khan, in his last pastime, last day, when in Bengal, in a place where very rich person, Ramchandra Khan, who wanted to
make fall down Haridas Thakur.
Haridas Thakur went to the same village. That rich person did not honor any of the devotees of Nityananda and he told that get out from here. You cannot host in night here. Nityananda Prabhu began to laugh so loudly. Oh, devotees are not honored here. Devotees are rich, disrespected. So, we should not be here. We are going, but I will see, I am seeing that tomorrow Mohammedans will come, armed, and they will cut all, they will slaughter cows here. They will prepare milk of place and whole family will be cut down. And he left the place and the person not honoring Vaishnava devotee, next day they will slaughter it all and the whole village become barren. So we should always remember Nityananda Prabhu. Don't disrespect any Vaishnava. This is the teachings of Nityananda Prabhu. Always try to honor Vaishnava in what stage he is according to Kanishtha, Madhyam and Uttam Adhikari. We'll have to know all these things. If you are not mine, then we are not devotees at all. For so what? Nowadays they are not going to be so strong Vaishnav. In Vaishnav philosophy and also doing according to this society to establish us in all these teachings. Other times, money showing like bottle and selling to others, it will not do. So, we should try to understand all the teachings of Nityananda Prabhu. Come with me in Puri. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was telling, I am meeting with same present and in separation mood I am wife of so many years and years. I brought my present. And Chaitanya Mahaprabhu became in the mood of Radhika and calling Krishna, Krishna, present. You are the same present Nandan. And he began being in the mood of Radhika and he felt flat dancing. Nityananda Prabhu was there, but not touching. When Chaitanya Mahaprabhu in Shiva Sangam used to dance, and then when he used to felt flat in the courtyard, Nityananda Prabhu.